Wisconsin hasn't had a measles case reported this year, but there have been more than 800 confirmed cases in the U.S. since January 1st, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And the numbers are rising. With summer right around the corner, families who are traveling for vacation have an increased risk of becoming infected. WUWM's Angelina Mosher-Salazar has the story.
It's true. Wisconsin has zero reported cases of measles in 2019, and the Wisconsin Department of Health Services wants to keep it that way.
She's a little fussy tonight. She got her vaccines today.
This is part of a radio ad put out by the State Health Department reminding residents to get vaccinated. Stephanie Schauer is the immunization program manager at the Division of Public Health, and she says now, as families are considering travel plans for summer vacation, it's especially important to make sure everyone is up to date on vaccinations.
The current outbreak has shown that many of these have started from unvaccinated individuals traveling overseas, contracting the illness, and then coming home and becoming ill, and then it's spreading to others.
One reason medical professionals say it's important to get vaccinated is because measles is a highly contagious virus.
That is the main difference in between most bacterial diseases and this particular virus.
That's Dr. Sylvia Munoz-Price, an enterprise epidemiologist with Froedtert and the Medical College of Wisconsin. She explained to me why measles is so contagious. Oddly enough, it has to do with the weight of the measles virus compared to most bacterial diseases.
Bacteria that are transmitted also through cough, but they are so heavy that they fall on the ground within a few feet of a person that is infectious. With measles is that the type of droplet that they're going to be part of is very, very tiny. So it doesn't weigh that much and it can just float in the air.
In the city of Milwaukee, the rate of immunization for measles hovers the low 80s. That's higher than the statewide vaccination rate, which was 72% last year. And schools in Wisconsin require children to be vaccinated for measles. However, parents can turn in a waiver opting out. The state health department is hoping to increase the number of immunizations in its public service campaign by targeting pregnant women and parents of newborns to three-year-olds. But Schauer, the immunization program manager, notes that adults can also benefit from vaccination, and it's not too late to get one. Like adults who got the killed measles vaccine, an earlier form of the vaccine that is no longer used.
This was during the 1960s, specifically from 1963 to 68. And it was administered to less than 5% of the individuals. But the recommendation is to go ahead and revaccinate if you had a vaccine during that time and you don't know which type you have and you haven't had another dose since.
The Wisconsin Health Department says it will measure the success of its campaign if it sees the vaccination rates increase, especially in areas with lower vaccination rates. Angelina Mosher-Salazar, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.